Thank you for listening to or watching another episode of SNTR Presents. This is going to be about the Enhancement Core update that came from Dylan, DMG, one of the community managers. Want to talk about this before the actual TWAB hits. So I am doing this before they give us some information. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can probably catch me live right now. Twitch.tv/SayNoToRage. Come in for these lively debates and discussions. We usually have a really good time. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. That helps me out. So why am I talking about this? They're going to be doing a TWAB, which stands for This Week at Bungie, that will be hitting the internet today, March 21st in the evening. They told us they were going to be addressing enhancement cores, and everybody got very excited. But then DMG, also known as Dylan, gets on Twitter, as well as the Bungie forums, and says, I want to set expectations. And he basically commences to say they're not taking them out. They have no plan to take them out of Infusion, which brought a lot of people, you know, levels of frustration. And this is why I want to talk about it, because I feel like we've been talking about this since September, and I think this is a very important issue. So first of all, I want to ask the question, why warn us? Second, I want to talk about how they have no value in Infusion. And second, I'm going to interact with common responses. So if you're going to run to the comments, or you're one of the people that commented on Twitter and you're like, it's not that big of a deal, they're not that hard to get, I'm going to respond to the most common responses I get to this subject, because I think in general, most people fall utterly flat on the dialogue here. That not only is Bungie's response tone deaf, so is the response from many members of the community. So first, let's answer the question, why warn us about the TWAB? Why? First, I think the impetus for them to even address us to begin with about enhancement cores is readily seen by the trending things on Reddit that I highlighted, Paul Tassi's articles, my videos and discussions. Many people in the community have been saying leveling and enhancement cores are a significant pain point and blockade, and these are reasons why I'm not playing. The videos on my YouTube that get the most interaction, the most comments, are videos that address enhancement cores, as well as videos that talk about leveling. And I think this is a representation of a segment of the community that is frustrated by this. So that's the impetus, is frustrated levels are hitting to the point that they're finally saying something. Cosmo addressed the community in January and said, we hear your feedback, we're passing it on to the team. And here we sit at the end of March, and people still feel like we've gotten nothing about enhancement cores. So this is what Dylan said as a precursor. Gets everybody excited. He says, hey, we're going to talk about enhancement cores. The following day, he's like, whoa, 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 because everybody was celebrating his tweet, like, yay, you're finally going to address this issue. It's been a major point of frustration. So then he says, we want to properly set expectations here. There is no current plan to remove enhancement cores from Infusion. Tomorrow, we will have developer commentary on their role in the ecosystem, how we are planning to update them in a future season, and pledging to continue monitoring feedback. You've been monitoring feedback for 6 months on this issue, so I don't know what else we could freaking say, but okay. The team isn't simply looking at feedback and disregarding it. These decisions are being made paired with analytical data of player progression in terms of power level over the course of the season, with the added information of how many cores players acquire per week, how many players have in their inventory, and in some cases, how they spend them. With that said, please do keep giving us feedback. Okay, so there are significant problems with the logic contained in this warning. Significant problems. The first and most foundational problem with this response, number one, is you're not even taking into consideration the number of people that have vocally said they've stopped playing because of these issues. So if you're going to say we're not disregarding it, we're pairing it with analytical data, your analytical data on cores earned, how cores are spent, how many cores people have, and power level progression over the course of the season, none of that has anything to do with the fact that people aren't playing. We in this community, in the Rageless, this is a community that was built on raiding, Wrath of the Machine, Age of Triumph, King's Fall Raid. A significant portion of this community is stopped playing, and that's the reasons they cite. They cite those reasons on YouTube, Reddit, and Dylan's tweet that referenced this blog post. I went and read their responses. They were mature and measured responses from adults saying, I have stopped playing because of these issues. Your data doesn't address that at all. I don't care how many cores people earn in a week or how many cores they have. That's not the concern that I have had since the beginning of bringing this up. The concern that I have had are the people that have stopped playing. The impetus for even talking about it is that enough people have been frustrated by it that they're vocalizing it. Okay? That, to me, just screams volumes that you can't just give us data at this point. I think they would have been better off not addressing the community at this point. No one is going to come back and start playing because of your blog post or because of your director or developer, I'm sorry, commentary on their role in the ecosystem. We don't really give a frick about your philosophy of their role in the ecosystem. It's a pain point and it's frustrating and people would like it to be removed. Now, why am I saying it's a pain point? Because it's not a value point. Let's talk about that. It's not a value point. There's nobody playing Destiny 2 right now with a stockpile of cores or they're earning cores each week. None of those people would stop playing if you removed enhancement cores from Infusion. Do you want to know what they would probably start doing? They would probably start masterworking their gear, masterworking their guns, investing in different builds and loadouts. There is not a single player in the community, there's not a quantifiable number of people that would say, they took enhancement cores out of Infusion, that's it, I'm done, I'm not playing. It is not a value point. It doesn't communicate value to the player, it communicates pain and frustration, and to the people engaging with it, what is it really doing for you? What is it doing for you? Is it adding to your excitement? No, it's a currency grind. You go and grind spiders bounties. Is that hour and a half of your week really worth it? It's probably an hour and a half per character if you're running three. Is that really adding to your experience? Is that really making your gaming experience better by going and overriding or trying to sidestep a pain point? It's not satisfying to me. Leading up to Season of the Drifter, what did I do? I grinded spider bounties week to week to week so I could sit on a deadlocked pile of currency and pile it up to the rafters so as soon as Season of the Drifter hits, I can bypass your pain point. I don't have to worry about infusion cost because I'm saving up a bundle. In my opinion, there is literally no discernible value to the experience. Your data, your stats, all your analytics doesn't actually defend or establish a value point within the flow of the game. It is just one more form of play flow disruption. Do you want to level up? Go run milestones. I would prefer to not play those things. That's fine. You're out of milestones in the side of the game that you enjoy. I guess you'll have to come back next week. That's play flow disruption. Oh, if you want to continue leveling up, then I guess you better go play Crucible. I don't want to. Play flow disruption. I would like to play the new content, level up and infuse. You need enhancement cores. You better go get them from Spider's Bounties, which is a terrible grind. It's horrible. There's no reason to be on the Tangled Shore. You gotta grind for the fragments first, then you get a whopping 6 bounties. 6! That's enough to infuse 3 items. It's like an hour and a half to maybe 2 hours. Half of the bounties, you have to stand still and wait for an HVT. The mechanism by which you earn them isn't even good. And don't tell me to go buy things from Spider and then buy things from Brother Vance. That's an exploit, which proves the system's terrible. If you have to navigate an economy exploit to even freaking get the things you need to progress. It's play flow disrupting. It doesn't add value. It detracts from it. Even the people that are interacting with this system are not netting a value point at the end of the week. It's taking them away from other things that they could be doing. Again, masterworking items, having diversity in their loadouts. Even if they attempt to argue a value point, who, again, is going to stop playing if you take them out of Infusion? Who? It's not going to be a diluting change to their experience, even if you attempt to argue it's a value point, which I don't think you can. Oh, I would love somebody to attempt to do that. Come on in, come on my podcast, open invitation. Let's discuss how this is a value point to the player, because I don't think it is. Now let's go through common responses, because this is my favorite part. When people express frustration and claim that they've stopped playing, Your fellow guardians have stopped playing. They have stepped off of the battlefield. They're not playing. And your response is thus. It's about as tone deaf as Bungie's response thus far. They're easy to get. Okay, it's just like milestones. I don't care about them being easy to get. It's just like the milestones. It is a paternalistic manipulation of the player's time. Go and do these things that you ought not be, you don't feel like doing, and it limits freedom. If you're wanting to try the new weapons, have diversity in your loadout, have maybe multiple exotics or multiple builds, if you want to do that, this strangles that freedom needlessly. We literally went into Reckoning Tier 3 with people that had loadouts that they didn't even really want to use, but it was what they could infuse. They didn't have the ability to infuse the things up that they wanted. So no, it being easy to get is not a defense of the system. Even if you can play 8 hours a day, the hour and a half you have to dedicate to spiders bounties in a given week, it's completely irrelevant. That's your engagement level, and that's not you're kind of bypassing the pain point. Again, many of the people that have championed this decision and have defended this decision have said things like, well, it doesn't hurt me. I always have enhancement cores. Well, good for you. You just negated the entire argument. If it's supposed to be a pain point, and then you're arguing that it's not a pain point, why are you arguing that it should be a pain point then? It's illogical. It's an illogical argumentation method of saying it should be a pain point, it should be a point of decision-making for the player, and then in the next breath you're like, but it's not a pain point for me. So then why in the blue frick are you arguing that it's a pain point for the rest of the community? These many people who have basically said, I'm done playing. Do you really have the community's interest at heart? Are you really pursuing the good of the community if your argumentation completely disregards people who have stopped playing and you're like, well, it's no big deal for me, just play like me. Second, I always have some enhancement cores. I always have some. Well, good for you. Again, you just admitted that you either play enough to bypass the pain point or you're admitting that you do what I do. You stockpile. You just stockpile. It becomes a deadlocked currency. It is a convoluted, muddled, and contradictory currency in the game at this point. Instead of enhancing our gear, enhancing perks, like we've said many, many times, would be a great, great change. It'd be a really good long-term endgame grind for the hardcore player to enhance their perks with enhancement cores, make it costly. Then there'd be a reason. That's a value point. Why am I grinding spider each week? There right there is the tangible value point. You're getting a clear enhancement of your gear. Masterworking their gear? Nobody's masterworking their gear. The people that sit on these piles of currencies just wait till the next DLC. Of course you have some. Infusion should be a meaningful choice. This is it. This is the coup de grace. This is the climax. This is the thing that was argued for at the summit. That infusion should be a meaningful choice. It should be an action and not a reaction. I cannot disagree with this more strongly than anything I disagree with in this argument. This is a fundamental misunderstanding of what gear equipping is in Destiny. It is a injection of a sentimentality from a completely other world. This is a loot-based game, and you have established a mechanism by which people cannot equip the loot they would like to use. I have never played a looter shooter or loot pursuit game where I cannot equip the guns that I want or the gear that I want. This is a completely convoluted injection of logic that doesn't believe in the game. And try not to get too upset at the fact that the people that argued for this barely play the frickin' game, or when they do, they can play so many hours that they bypass the pain point they've dropped in your lap. If you are going to seek out the community's good, this is not how you do it. You do not inject loot equipping hurdles in a loot-based loot pursuit game. You don't do it. This is not achieve that aim. This is not achieve an aim of the good of the community. So, they can trot out their stats, their analytics, and their philosophy. I will continue to champion what is best for the community, what will keep people from leaving. Streamline the dadgum leveling and take enhancement cores out of infusion. Even today, we established very clearly, if blues and purples dropped at your level, you'd be able to polish off your character before doing a milestone. So if you hit 660 and you have pieces that aren't at 660 yet, everything dropping is at 660, you can polish off your build, hit 660, and then go do a milestone with the confidence that will actually benefit you and raise your power level on the slot that it hits. And then the natural course here would that people would feel a total intrinsic currency pain from glimmer, legendary shards, and planetary materials. If you're infusing like crazy, you would clearly see that you're infusing a little too often and you would infuse less. They would get what they would want. Infusion wouldn't just be this haphazard, constantly doing it thing, but it wouldn't be such a stranglehold on the player just equipping the gear that they want to use or having different loadouts or freedom. The entire discussion is a form of, it's convoluted logic, it's bad argumentation, and we've been talking about this since Forsaken. So, as people continue to leave, you can dig your heels in and you can trot out your analytics. No one's going to read your pontification on your blog post about why they're in the game and their role in the ecosystem, and they ain't going to come back because it isn't a value point, and it is more of a pain point, and it's perceived as a pain point by the player base at large. And the people that bypass the pain point prove it's a pain point by the way they react to it. They stockpile, they cheese currencies with Spider, or they dedicate large portions of their time each week to getting enhancement cores to save up. You admit that it's a pain point just by the sheer fact of the way that you interact with it. We're going to move on to Q&A. I got fired up because I'm sick of this debate. And I would love to actually have a back and forth with people that think it's worthwhile. So we're probably going to do that right now. There's probably people that are going to submit questions in Q&A that disagree with me. That's totally fine. If you're listening to this on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or watching on YouTube, you can always come in live, twitch.tv/SayNoToRage. I'm probably live right now. As with all of my content, you can tune in and like, share, and subscribe. I appreciate when you guys do that. As always, please like, share, and subscribe.